Ren Farley. And I probably won't say anything after that because we're running over.
Thank you very much, Alan. Detroit's a fascinating place, discouraging but very fascinating. There was probably no city that was more important during the 20th century than Detroit because of the development of the vehicle industry there, because of the role Detroit played in our political system with the development of the blue-collar middle class and the support for the New Deal, and because it was Detroit where the munitions were built that allowed us to win the Second World War in what, from this perspective, was a very brief period of time. I'm Ren Farley. I taught at the Population Studies Center here for about 40 years, retired recently, but I am going to offer a one-credit course about Detroit in the winter term. It's going to focus on how does Detroit and how do Detroit and other such cities that are adjusting to the tremendous changes in employment, how do they adapt? Detroit has not adapted very well. 50% of the children in Detroit are impoverished. The poverty rate's about 36%. When the census was taken, almost one quarter of the housing units in Detroit were vacant. Some cities have done a better job in coping with the restructuring of employment. We're going to talk about some of those kinds of issues. This is a one-credit course. We have 4 hour-and-a-half classroom meetings and an all-day Saturday tour of Detroit. There's one real written assignment. That is, toward the end of the course, I will ask you to write an op-ed page essay about some of the issues concerning Detroit, or to put together something more imaginative. Last year, one of the students wrote a poem about Detroit. Several students put together arrays of music from Detroit, describing Detroit and its importance. So that's one credit course in the March part of next semester. Thank you very much.